Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inguinal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, cattle futures today, we're under quite a bit of pressure with live cattle down 80 in April at 118.60. The June's down 62 at 117.05, the August 60 lower at 116.30, October 32 lower at 120.90, and December down 42 at 123.95. Feeder cattle were under pressure as well, with March down $1.75 here at 135.25, the April down 212, 139.17, May's down $1.82 at 142.75, and August down $1.07 at 151.95. So the feeder cattle and live cattle both under pretty significant pressure here. In some instances, they went to the lowest levels we've seen in quite a while. For March, for example, the low just the other day was 135.25, and today's close was about 135.25, right on that low. So the previous low back before that was back in January on the March feeder, and it was right at 132.67. So that 132.67, 133 area, another $2 lower than we currently are is the next level of support on the March feeders. On the live cattle, some similar action here. April's 118.55, down 85. The last low was just over 116 set back in January.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls, all bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Today's grain trade was pretty volatile, had some pretty wild moves, especially in the soybean market. The May beans, the high today was 14.38, and they closed at 14.10 and had a low of 14.03. But at 14.10, they were only up 3 cents. At one point, they were up, what is that, 30 cents? Over 30 cents in the May beans before selling all the way back off. November beans are up 6.5 at 12.30 with the high at 12.40. So really the volatility came in the old crop beans. The wheat's finished about 4 to 6 cents lower. July Kansas City down 4.75 at 6.26 1/4. The technical side of that, we're really bouncing on the lows here. The lows 2 days ago on the July Kansas City wheat are now the support level. And that was right at 6.25 1/2. We close at 6.26 1/4. The low back in December was all the way down around 5.40. That gives us some sort of a target. The cotton also moved today. This time of year, we really start to look at the cotton futures as a risk management tool as we begin to, buy the seed and then also plant it. And it was down here. The May, which is actually old crop, was down 131 at 87.14.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.